I don't
That's a
know.
good guess. So you're saying rapidly progressive glomerulonephritis because you have acute decline in renal function in this patient. And I can tell you, this is a hard question, but this is a solid question. Now, firstly, this patient, she's 83. They tell you she has advanced Alzheimer's. She has confusion. She has a fever. She has low blood pressure. She has high leukocytes, 20,500. She's got loads of white blood cells in the urine. And she dies within 24 hours. And then the image here shows you lots of leukocytes. See all those blue cells? Those are all leukocytes within the lumina. This is pyelonephritis. They do this, they have a variant of this question for prostate as well. Like they'll give you like a BPH type picture and this and that, and then they'll show you an image where there's lots of blue cells, and that's actually prostatitis. Which you'd be in pain with prostatitis. But here, for this pyelonephritis question, they actually did not give you costovertebral angle tenderness, which is extremely unusual, but they gave you the image. And on top of that, and this is beyond COMLEX 1, USMLE Step 1 level, which is why I say that this is hard. I can tell you that patients with advanced dementia often fail to go to the bathroom properly, the same way they might not swallow properly. Right? They can lose the gag reflex, they can lose the voiding reflex. So if you do a geriatrics term, you'll see plenty of like advanced Alzheimer patients who they get aspiration pneumonia from decreased gag reflex. They will have problems voiding, like they'll have to have indwelling catheters, go to nursing homes because of inability to void. They get overflow incontinence. The confusion is delirium because this patient has an infection. And when you talk about low blood pressure with the fever, this is septic shock. So sepsis is when you have SIRS, which is systemic inflammatory response syndrome, which is two or more of the following: temperature less than 36 or greater than 38, tachycardia greater than 90, respiratory rate greater than 20, or leukocytes greater than 16. Some sources say like leukocytes under 4 or greater than 16. I can just tell you it's leukocytes greater than 16. So if you have two or more of those plus a source of infection, that's sepsis. Then you add on top of that the low blood pressure here, that's septic shock. So I really want you to understand this vignette. This first paragraph is telling you you've got confusion, you got delirium in an Alzheimer patient due to septic shock. That's what you should take home from that first paragraph. Septic shock, it's infection. High leukocytes in the blood, high leukocytes in the urine. This is pyelo. Hard question. How do you treat pyelonephritis? Ciprofloxacin. So fluoroquinolones are standard. You can also give amphingent, ampicillin gentamicin.